Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
She's dealing with rhabdomyosarcoma, and that's cancer of the muscles.
Rashida Thomas Bailey, mom to 5-year-old Geraldine, who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in late 2015. In part 2 of our look at childhood cancers, we'll hear more of Geraldine's story, as well as treatment options for Jamaican children with cancer. This is Healthline. Thanks for joining us. In our last program, pediatric hematologist-oncologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Michelle Rees-Mills, identified leukemia or cancer of the blood as the most common cancer seen in Jamaican children. Lymphoma, cancer of the lymph glands and brain tumors are also fairly common.
More rarely, we will see bone cancers, cancers of the eyes, and cancers of the muscles.
5-year-old Geraldine Bailey is being treated for rhabdomyosarcoma, or cancer of the muscles.
And I did have a bump there at my back, and Mama was begging me to go to school. She called me to the doctor, and they did take it out.
In addition to noticing the lump, Mrs. Thomas Bailey said Geraldine was experiencing pain on and off, starting in January 2015. An early doctor's visit yielded a diagnosis of chikungunya or CHIKV, and Geraldine was given medication for pain. But shortly after, the pain got worse, and several hospital and doctor's visits later, Geraldine was referred to the University Hospital of the West Indies for a biopsy of a lump on her leg.
So when they did the biopsy, before the result was ready, they came back to me saying that they suspect that she has cancer. So I said to them, well, suspect, she don't have no cancer. Then about 2 weeks after, the results came back, and that's when they said to us that it's the same thing that they had suspected. Honestly, when they came with that news, it hit us real hard. Because honestly, even though them say, yes, something is wrong, honestly, we not look funny, say them won't tell me because she have cancer.
Diagnosis came in May 2015. 4-year-old Geraldine has stage 4 cancer. Stage 4 means the cancer has spread to other areas of the body. Fast forward to a year later, Geraldine is undergoing chemotherapy and she's in much better spirits.
And they were sticking me all up because I didn't like, but now I get used to it and I'm not crying anymore.
Dr. Rees-Mills, who supervises Geraldine's treatment, says childhood cancers are generally treated by 3 main means: chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation therapy.
Only if it's of a very higher stage, and even then we tend not to use radiation therapy, but in a very small number of cases.
Chemotherapy for a girl with leukemia is 2 years, while for a boy it's 3 years. Dr. Rees-Mills says it's imperative that a child with cancer be allowed to complete treatment.
The child actually starts looking better within the first month of treatment. After 6 months, they may look perfectly normal, and sometimes parents, you know, they just disappear after a while, whether it's related to the cost or, you know, they just don't want the children on the medication. But the risk of it coming back is higher if you don't complete treatment.
Pediatric hematologist-oncologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Michelle Rees-Mills. Chemotherapy treatment for 3 years could cost as much as $3 million, putting a severe strain on families. Assistance may be sought from the Chase Fund, the Ministry of Health's Compassionate Fund, and non-profit organization Angels of Love. And as the Baileys will tell you, support from family and friends is also important. Mrs. Thomas Bailey says she and her husband, Jermaine, are receiving support from family and friends, including members of their church, which helps them to be strong for their daughter during her illness. She has these words of advice for parents of children with critical illnesses.
Seek God and everything else will come after. And in the same time, seek counseling as well.
Dad Jermaine Bailey weighs in on how he's dealing with his daughter's illness.
Love her up continually. Tell her that she's a special child, you know what I mean? Because she can live for so long, you know what I mean? And where she has come from. It must be God. So we are watch God work, because I know deep down inside of me, one day, Geraldine will come out victorious.
Little Geraldine has these words of encouragement for children who are also battling cancer.
God is the healer, believing God.
That's it for our look at childhood cancers. This has been Healthline. Thank you for your company. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.